Blog Talk Radio.
They lie the way I walk. Walk, yeah, walk. They lie the way I walk. I could afford a hoe, just made a sale. So I hit that throttle at the corner store. Money long like Wonder Bro, cutting up like surgery. I be going ham, flipping chickens big as turkeys. Say she like my swag, but I think she like my jersey. With these shoes and matches Gucci hat, I'm Mr. Perfect.
What's up, Stunna's family, and welcome back to another edition of Stunna's Live Radio. I am your host, you just heard with The Way I Walk, my little Trug. You can follow him on Twitter at Lil Trug. And as you know, I am just one of the real women with real curves here at Stunna's Mag. The pant-coated models just ain't real. Only at stunnasmag.com, sponsored by Carla B. of OTMRadio.com. Stream live to all of the OTM shows at OTMRadio.com. Tonight on Stunna's Mag Live, we have special co-host Daryl from IamHipHop.com. Hey, Daryl,
hey.
How are you?
I'm okay. You know, a little nervous, but, you know, we can shake those butterflies off and get right into it.
You shouldn't be nervous. You're here with me.
Yeah, I know that, but you know how it be sometimes. When you're around beautiful women, sometimes you don't know what to say.
All right. Tonight we will be chatting about the rookie models making an impact on the scene this year.
Yes.
I'm tongue-tied a little bit. We will be interviewing four of the new models making their mark this year, talking about the struggles of being a newbie in the modeling game and what are their likes and dislikes about the urban modeling industry so far. So during the next hour, we'll be taking calls from our listeners. So feel free to call into our studio line at 718-664-6543. We also will be taking questions from our Twitter pages, twitter.com/sunnasmag, twitter.com/justkylay, and Mr. Daryl's twitter.com/IamHipHopPK. Miss Carla, do we have a caller on the line? I'm waiting for Miss Janice Marie.
No, ma'am. No callers yet.
Okay. She was our first interview of the day. I guess she's running a little bit late.
Well, Kyle, let me ask you a question.
Let's ask.
Okay. You were a rookie model once upon a time. Couldn't have been that long
ago. I'm still a rookie model.
You're still a rookie model.
I'm a year and a half in the game. Still a rookie
model. Wow. So what are some of the struggles that you have gone with so far? You know, what do you like most about it? What don't you like, you know, about it? And, you know, a little information about to people who want to become an urban model.
I think as far as struggles go, I've been a little bit lucky. I haven't had too many obstacles, too many struggles. It might have something to do with the fact that I'm a makeup artist as well. So I've already kind of was in the industry before I actually started taking pictures. So I really haven't had too many struggles.
Okay.
Some of my dislikes, because we're just going to get right into the bad. you know, a couple of people that, you know, they think you're easy. They try to you know, sleep with you because they think because you model that you're easy. They think you're stupid. You know, stuff like that. That, you know, really gets to me. I'm quite intelligent. And, you know, just little stuff like that. Little catty girls wanting to be jealous and drama for no reason. You know, all that good stuff.
I see a lot of jealousy towards you on your Facebook page. Trust me, I see it all the time. Well, what made you want to, you know, start taking photos and, you know, decided to take the urban model route? You know, you started off as a makeup artist. So what made you decide that?
Well, I'm going to give, you know, this whole little, all this credit to Mr. Graham Scott of G. Scott Photography, also Echelon Photography, because he was the one who told me I needed to get in front of the camera. I was his makeup artist. I'm actually still his makeup artist. And he takes my picture anytime I want. He was the one who said, Kai, you need to get in front of this camera. And then here I am a year and a half later.
Well, I know a lot of us are very happy that you stepped in front of that camera. A lot of us.
And why that, girl? Enlighten me.
Well, when I put you on the website, you know,
wait, before you go into that, tell them what your website is about, what it does. Wow.
My website is IM/ whatever you want to call it, you know, hiphop.com. And what I do is I promote artists, urban models, you know, and photographers, you know, tattoo artists, anything that I feel like needs to be promoted just a little bit more. That's what I promote. So that's what the website does. You know, it's basically just an outlet for people to get more exposure. I deal with a lot of local artists and that want to be, you know, known, you know, in other places. And because of the success of the website so far, you know, they are getting that recognition. And so that's what my website does. But I had a very, very lovely lady on there, and she was on there when I first started the site. I want to say the fourth week I posted you on the site, and I got a million messages. Who's that? Do you have her number? What's her Twitter? And, you know, I got that so much from you, you know, on the fourth week of the site, where it wasn't even that big, that I can truly say that I'm very happy that you stepped in front of the camera. So thank you.
You are so sweet.
Thank you.
So
thank
sweet.
You very much.
So sweet. So so you do a Beauty of the Week, correct?
Yes, I do Beauty of the Week and Artist of the Week. Promotes, you know, the Beauty of the Week section is basically my favorite section of the website, not because I get to look at, you know, beautiful women all day, but because I get to, you know, promote them. And, you know, some people just want to take pictures and that's it, and I don't want, you know, any of my Beauties of the Week to be limited to just being seen, you know, in their area. I want them to be known nationwide, so anything I can do to help, you know, the models who are chosen to be Beauty of the Week, I do that. So.
Okay, and where are you located, Daryl? Where are you located?
I'm actually located in South Carolina right now. Back and forth between Baltimore and South Carolina. Right now I'm stationed in South Carolina. So, but any models out there that's interested, you know, please just hit me up on my Twitter or even on my Facebook, which is facebook.com/iDarryl. D-A-R-R-Y-L.
All right. Yeah. I think our guests are running a little bit late.
So, Kai, what you got coming up next?
Okay, you know, the moment of truth is the dropping of my 2011 calendar. I'm so excited.
I'm
shout out to BlackStallions.com for designing it for me. And also, I actually have two calendars, two different versions. One was designed by Solomon Carter, Son of Mag himself.
Okay.
And the other one is designed by BlackStallions.com.
Okay.
So I'm excited about that.
I got to see some of the pictures Saturday. And if you do not buy this calendar, something is very, very wrong with you. Very, very wrong with you. So make sure that y'all please pick up that calendar.
Daryl actually got to watch me shoot via Skype Saturday.
Yeah, everybody's not supposed to know that. I don't want everybody to know that, you know, I get special privileges. But, you know, it's about time I got some kind of privilege. And I promise you that shoot was the highlight of my weekend, month, year. I'm 24, so I could say at least out of the 24 years, 23 of them, that was my highlight of it.
Oh, so, right.
Thank you guys for that.
She is here. We have on the line Janice Marie, I believe.
Yes, how you doing?
How you doing,
hey, Marie? Hey, Janice, how are you?
Hi, Kaya.
I'm mad at Miss Marie. I just want everybody to know that.
Oh, my goodness, why?
Oh, yeah.
You met me?
No, I didn't meet you, and that's why I'm mad at you.
Oh, you mad at me? That's what you said. I thought you said I met Janice Marie.
Oh, no.
Why are you mad at me?
Because I haven't met you yet, and that's why I'm mad at you. So I just want you to know that. I just want you to know that my heart is hurting right now, and I don't think I'm going to talk during the rest of this interview. So you can talk to her, Kai.
He's lying, but you know. We're just going to start it off by Miss Janice. Tell our listeners where you're from and how you got your start in modeling.
Say that again.
Where are you from, and how did you get your start in modeling?
I'm from Uptown, D.C. And I got my start in modeling when I first signed with Mike Styles, which is Lola's Monroe agency.
Okay.
Right. And have you been in any magazines yet? Like, what publications have you done so far?
I've been in Hustlenomics magazine, which is a Southern magazine. I just did Craig, and I'm about to be into Stunners magazine and 504 magazine, Dimes, which is Southern Israel.
Yes, that is C.E. Wiley out of Louisiana. Shout out to him. So, what issue of Stunners are you going to be in? Are you in the DMV issue?
Yes, the Kaya.
How?
Kaya,
yes, DMV in the building. It's going to be epic. We got a lot of hot ladies in that issue. So, what are some things that have changed in your life since becoming a model?
Being published. That's like the biggest thing to me. It's like you could do so much. You could go to so many events. You can do whatever you can do to make your name big, but when you get published, that's like everything to a model.
Right. Okay. And I know some people, because I know I've experienced it myself, if it's not a big magazine like King or Smooth, they basically say it doesn't count. Do people say that to you? Do they get on you about the magazines that you are published in because they're not big-name magazines?
No, not necessarily. I never had nobody say anything bad to me about that. I always get good support on that. I just look at it like that person just got a hit faster. That doesn't mean that magazine is not hot. It's just that that magazine has probably more investors and more people behind it. That's it.
That's absolutely true. So, you want to tell us a few of the things that you like and dislike about modeling so far?
Oh, that's a good question, Kaya. Things that I don't like about modeling. If some of these photographers be thinking that they could fuck. Excuse me, can I cuss on here?
Kai does it all the time. Kai cusses like a sailor.
I do.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of just the only thing I... Well, that's one of the things I don't like. One of the things I don't like is the fact that a lot of clients and a lot of people that you know, you do everything, you put a lot of work in to be able to meet and to work with in the future, they kind of use your sex appeal to get your hair. Like, you kind of, like, have to do something sexual to get a hair. I'm not with that. Like,
okay.
I'm more with my talent, you know, not my puss. Did I just say that?
I think you did.
You did.
I think you did.
Kitty cat.
Let's keep it
a little. It's too late now, Miss Marie. You just can't change pussy to
kitty
cat.
Well, I understand fully where you're coming from.
But you know, that's one thing
is,
I don't like. They look at your body more than they look at your talent and your face, and they judge you on that. You know what I'm saying? It's like if you could be another number and name my black book, then shorty, I could take you far. You know what I'm saying? It's
right.
I don't like that about the industry, and I don't like the fact that people pay to get ahead. That's not, I don't feel like that's good. You know, people put a price on certain things. I feel like if a magazine wants you, they should come for you. You shouldn't have to pay to get in it. And I think a lot of females and a lot of vixens that's ahead right now, they only there in that big place because they paid their way right there. Or actually,
right.
I won't say a cuss word, but they bone they way right there. That's a
right,
word.
But yeah. But the sad part about it is the reason photographers expect it and they come at models like that is because there's so many models
right.
that are doing it that they think everybody is doing it. And you know, we do apologize.
Yeah, that's
but it
why
doesn't
I don't
go that
say
way
names
over here.
Or anything. Like, I don't want to say any names or anything, but, you know, we have a photographer that's hot, that owns a magazine that's hot, you know, that's in jail right now for rape. And one of the models. So, you
he's
know,
actually home.
I mean,
he's actually been home for 2 days.
Wow.
Oh, okay. He just
he's
got home. Okay, that's...
He's home.
Yeah. Edit that, because I might... I didn't want to get in that magazine.
Wow.
But yes, I mean, it's just... Don't laugh. It ain't funny.
I'm not laughing. I'm not laughing. This is a serious situation right now.
But I'm just saying those are the things I don't like about the industry. And the things I do like is, I mean, we party. We have fun. We get to meet new people. you know, we get to work with all types of people. I mean, spotlight. I mean, it's just the intern. It's just fun. It's really fun. Mm-hmm. And it's like every little thing, whether you're working or you're making money for what you're doing, whatever the case may be, it's all fun. And that's something about it. Your career has to be fun. You have to love it. Have to just want it more than anybody else in the world. So that's what I do like about it.
Right.
Now,
do you have any questions?
Yes. Now, Ms. Marie, whenever I have a Beauty of the Week on my website, the first question I ask them, what is their ultimate goal at the end of the day when it comes to them being a model? So at the end, when it's all said and done, what do you want to say that you have done or accomplished or, you know, are looking forward to?
Well, at the end of the day, I can say I'm made, I'm successful, I'm accomplished. That's pretty much it for me.
Okay.
On that question.
Okay. And what made
you have to do? Go ahead.
What made you, and I asked Kai the same thing, what made you want to start modeling?
What made me, it was since I said, I mean, when I wasn't modeling, I had people come up to me, I'd be in 7-Eleven, I'd be in Family Dollar, it didn't matter. I was crazy, and people come up to me and ask me, do I model? And I'd be like, no. They were like, you have a pretty face, you should. And I tried it, so, and it worked. I stuck with it. People was attracted to it. So as I continue to do it, I develop more buzz and more supporters, and it just happened.
Yeah. I'm going to comment on that for her. I'm going to comment on that because I met her. You know, I've
okay.
met her. The one thing I can say that I do think that Janice has over most of the models, the smile is on the 1,000. The smile is
thank you, Kaya.
I remember the first time I seen it, she has a pretty smile. God damn. The smile
wow.
is on
thank
1,000.
You.
And she's really nice. You know, most times you meet people in person and they're rude and disrespectful. Not at all. So, you know,
okay.
it's beauty shining from within coming out, you know. But she does have a gorgeous smile. The smile is on the 1,000.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And Ms. Marie, what is your Twitter?
Yeah.
Yeah, just
Twitter
for people
is,
to want to know.
My Twitter is Janice Marie, but at the end of Marie is 2 E's.
So that
okay.
is at JaneseMarieE. Ah, sounds like
yes,
a killer in the
beat.
So what do you got? What do you have coming up? So we could let everybody listening know what you got coming up.
I have the DMD issue of Stunners, Kaya's.
I have Craig.
I still have the poster that's out in Chris Sean's store. You can find that link on my Twitter and on Facebook. And then you have the calendar, the wet calendar, where it's like 48 models, including myself, all over the country. So that's out right now. And I just actually did Brick Squad and music, Brat Music, Tay Don and Mike Love music video.
Okay.
And just like a couple of things. I don't know. It's a lot.
So you said
been,
48 models in one calendar?
Yes. It's 48 models and a calendar all over across the country. And
okay.
I think a couple of models in a DMV is in that calendar.
I want to say something. Am I on?
Hi, Solomon. Welcome to the show. CEO of Stunners Mag just stepped in the building.
I know this is called Stunners Live, and this is Kylie and Kimberly show, but I want to say something. I was listening. I've been listening the whole time.
Oh, we know. I already know.
I know you don't want to say who the photographer's name is, but I'm going to fucking
say
it.
Here we go.
Lord Clark, yeah, he need to stop doing what he's doing. He won't have his ass in jail.
This is an exclusive.
Okay.
You only hear this here.
Exclusive, and I said it. Solomon Carter, the CEO of Stunners Magazine. You can tell him I said it. I don't give a damn.
Raw and uncut on Stunners Mag. You get it just the way it is.
Solomon has spoken.
I am not a fan of photographers that hold that you can give me some ass and I'll give you some pics. I don't like that. And I don't like
it. I don't like it either.
Okay. Now I'm not a saint. I'm not saying I'm a saint. Okay.
Talk to him silently.
I'm not the type of dude that, you know, I'm not going to come at you. I might. I may.
Talk.
If I like you, if I think you cool. But I'm not going to hold nothing over your head if I don't get what I was after. That's not me. That's when the problem comes in. Now, because there's dating that goes on in this industry with everybody. And it's cool. As long as it's consensual and people aren't holding stuff over other people's heads because of not getting what they want. That's when the problem comes in. I've dated models in this industry, you know, and I've kicked it at models that I wanted to date. And I got shot down. And they still ended up in my magazine like I said they were going to.
Amen.
You see what I'm saying? That's where the problem comes in, when people start saying, well, I'm not going to give you this if you don't give me that. That's
personal and professional should always be separated.
Right, exactly. And that's why Lloyd Parks ended up in fucking jail. Dumbass.
And on that note, I'm going to say, Jimmy,
damn,
thank you for coming on. We appreciate it.
Thank
Marie,
you.
I will be hitting you
You're
up
welcome.
On Twitter.
And we have
thank
to
you.
Take a commercial break, and we will be right back after the commercial.
Good.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Are you an entrepreneur on the move? EOTM Media Group has become the new voice for you. EOTM has the most outstanding public relations firm that will suit your needs as well as your budget. Thanks to EOTM Radio and staff, EOTM has climbed the ranks, reaching over 1 million listeners worldwide. Not only is EOTM Media Group mutually respected for its amazing quality, but also for their branding and marketing expertise. Everyone in the industry needs PR and marketing. So with that said, if you or someone you know needs PR or marketing solutions, contact Carla Barnes, Head of Marketing and Branding, at 213-290-3573. Or visit her website at www.eotmmediagroup.com or join her blog at www.eotmblog.com. What's that? You're interested in hearing a few live shows? Visit our radio page at www.eotmradio.com. Thanks for your time. This commercial is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Okay, welcome back to Stunna's Mag Live, where we're discussing the rookie models making an impact in the industry. If you want to weigh in on this topic, please call 718-664-6543 or tweet us at twitter.com/justkylay, twitter.com/stunnasmag, and twitter.com/IamHipHopTK. And on the line, we have Miss Dana Dion. Carla, can you bring her in for me, please? Hello? Hello?
I believe she's on.
Dana?
Is
no.
Hello? With us yet?
Her not on?
I'm on.
You're on. She's on. She's on. She's on. You're
hello?
On. Hi, Dana. How are you?
Fine. How are you guys?
Hi, Dana.
What's up, Dee?
when I talk to Dana, I have to say, you know, I have to talk like that, you know.
Swooning.
You know, hold my head down and, you know, all shucks. That's how I feel when I talk to Dana.
And why
and
do
Dana
you feel that way, Daryl? And why do you feel that way?
Have you seen Dana?
I haven't seen Dana. What's her tweet, Daddy?
You have seen Dana.
Solomon.
Dana was on Skype with me. What are you talking about?
Solomon.
Wow, man, I got to see this girl then.
Solomon.
Cut it out, girl.
Dana.
What's that?
Dana, you know how we get down, babe. You know,
oh,
down.
Oh, shit.
I'm
okay, he's in her form tonight.
Me and
yes,
Dana
yes,
had a long
slow jams voice on.
We had
right.
a long, great conversation on Skype Saturday.
In the closet.
In the closet, yes. Me and Dana
in a minute, bro.
Making love. I can't do it. Yep. I could do that.
Oh, my goodness.
I could do the yep.
Well,
how you
Daryl,
doing, Dana?
Do you want to start the interview off? Do you want to ask
how you doing, Dana
a question?
I'm fine, honey. How are you?
I'm okay, Dana. So, Dana, how does it feel to be a rookie model right now?
You know what? It's It's a gift and a curse. I enjoy it to the fullest, but it definitely does come with a lot of downfalls.
Okay. Would you like to share with us, you know, some of the positive and the negative things that you've been through so far?
A lot of great things have come out of it. I've met some amazing people and worked with some really good people. It's been a short while, but it's been a good journey. I started out with CGI, and being with the modeling company, we've had, like, some really good experiences working with different people. Some of the negative, shall I go there? But, you know, every good thing comes with negative, and, you know, you get the drama, the gossip, but it kind of, like, comes with the territory.
Okay. Now, I remember the first time I saw Dana, I asked her to be Beauty of the Week. What, huh? What happened?
I said, tell us about the first time you saw
it. Oh, okay. The first time I saw it was actually on Facebook. I think I was on Kai's page, and she was on there, and, you know, I looked at her pictures, and the first thing I asked her was to be a Beauty of the Week, and she wasn't even modeling yet. And, you know, that wasn't short, you know, the site was just starting in September. So in such a short amount of time, Dana, what have you accomplished?
Oh, quite a few things. When I initially started with CGI, I had a reality show actually contact me for plus-size models. It was with Kakara in Baltimore. I didn't make it all the way through, obviously, but that was one of the amazing things out of this start of this whole situation, because I didn't think that I was that great for someone to actually reach out to me to be on a reality show. I have one tear sheet in the magazine so far. I just got the cover of Cherry Colada. And
okay.
Just little things have happened.
Go ahead, Saul.
I want to see what Dana looks like. Y'all send me a picture of Dana.
Well, you have pictures of Dana. The picture of the girl against the red wall with the blue shoes on, the colorful bra.
I'm going to be remembering that stuff when you chat
to me.
Because
you like it, girl, but you know it's okay.
Day.
I will refresh your memory on Twitter.
Can we send him the picture of her with the pink thing? Like, doesn't have any straps, and y'all know which one I'm talking about. Y'all know which one. Y'all know.
I saw my good old picture. I heard he liked it.
Please,
he
send
did.
Him
he
that
doesn't
one.
Remember.
He sees so many pictures. He's probably like, huh?
Y'all gotta remember, I see all of these pictures every day, and I see, like, I mean, I'm literally hundreds of pictures every day, and I don't remember, you know, one from day to day. You gotta refresh my memory and let me know, because I see girls all the time. You know
Okay.
So my question.
Does that make me Whoopi Goldberg?
Yes.
What? Yes.
Damn it.
So, yes, this is the deal. So, what are some things you wish to accomplish within the industry?
Out of this, I am trying to learn both sides of the business and the industry. Initially coming into this, I was just so focused on trying to do something for us plus-size women and getting it to runway with that and maybe even, you know, doing glamour with that. But all in all, since I've been doing it, I've just acquired this love for photography out of it. This body will not be here 10 years from now. This is not something that I can be doing probably 8 years from now because, you know, I'm a healthy young lady. I'm not skinny. And, of course, everything starts to shift after a while. So I'm trying to learn the industry as much as I can to get behind the camera instead of in front of it, you know?
Uh-oh. Watch out.
I'd just like to let her know 8 and 10 years from now I'm still going to love her. That's all I want her to know.
You know, well.
We already know how you feel.
You know, just let me clarify a little bit. You know she's not skinny, but she's not fat either by any means. I don't, the whole plus size thing that we're kind of. Me and her wear the same size, so, yeah.
She might sell it as hell.
Okay, she look good then.
Yes, she does.
That's
I don't claim
that my Calais.
Well, I mean, I don't have that 50-50 like Kai, but
but she got those G's.
Yeah,
you know?
Got room between 50 and Jeff, boy.
Is that what those were?
Yeah, those
G's,
are G's.
Really? Wow.
Those are G breasts. Those breasts are G's.
I got a question for Kyle.
Yes.
Kyle, can you buy jeans in a regular store?
No, I cannot.
I can.
Okay,
I can.
Let me tell everybody why I'm asking Kyle that question. Kyle has 50-inch hips. you know what? That's crazy. Because I can't even... I see stuff like that all the time, but I still cannot fathom 50 inches of hips. I just,
man.
Girl, you are so animated today.
Lord,
me?
Have mercy. Well, I had a couple of drinks in me, so.
Oh, that's solid. Oh, my goodness.
But you know what? Daryl was like this the other day, so this isn't.
Yes, he was.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? I am a well-mannered young man who just.
Oh, no, you're not disrespectful at all. You're not disrespectful at all. All
right, just making sure.
Animated.
We love you, Daryl.
Okay.
I'm glad. Thank you.
Yes.
Hi.
Yes.
The first time I meet you, I'm going to get me a handful. You know that, right?
Yes, I know. You've told me numerous times.
I got to. I have to. I just have to. I'm just putting that out there just so you know. When it happens, don't be surprised. Don't be like, I can't believe you did that. Don't,
yes.
You know.
To be prepared, hon.
Yes, be prepared.
Right, you know.
Be ready for action. So, Solomon, do you have a question for Dana?
Yes. Are you going to be in my magazine or what?
Oh, my God.
I am ready whenever you are. You know, hey, I sent you great
Solomon.
Pictures. I hope that you love those images.
Is she in a DMV issue?
Yes, she is.
Oh, shit.
Wow, right, really?
Let me go look at the thing. You know, come on, you know I ain't rap today. Hold
you
on.
Know what, Solomon deals with a lot of beautiful women all day. Can we please cut Solomon some slack?
Well, let me tell
please.
You something about these beautiful women. The DMV is about
Dana.
To shut
shit
down.
I know who you're talking
okay.
about now. Dana D.
Thank you.
Woo.
Okay. Yeah,
I
know
you're talking
about
I missed it. What did he say?
He just said her name.
I said that Dana. I thought you were talking about a different Dana. Okay.
No,
yeah,
it's that Dana.
No.
It's only Dana that matters.
Who
is
Dana Dion? Can I ask you a question?
Dion.
Dion. Whatever. Same thing. Why
oh,
didn't you just say that?
Whoa, Solomon.
What?
I'm gonna need you to know her name, okay?
Dana Dion. I got it.
All right, here we go. All right, let's go.
Okay,
I got
he has a question.
Let's go. I got you, brother. I'm sorry. My bad, Dana. But, you know.
You okay?
I meant for the purposes of me knowing who it is. Just tell me Dion, and I'd have known exactly who you're talking about. I'm up on Dana Dion, definitely. You need to say the last name. You say Dana, and I don't know who the hell you're talking about.
Well, we did say Dana Dion, and Dion is her middle name, so, you know, but
not,
it's okay.
Okay, you know what? The semantics, okay? Semantics. I'm talking about for purposes of me recognizing who you're talking about, and I didn't hear you say her name, her middle name.
And to all of our listeners, you can follow her at Miss SMS Dana Dion, DanaDionne. Now, Solomon, go ahead with your question. Just had to plug her Twitter real quick.
Oh, she answered me already. She's going to be in the magazine, in the DMV.
Yes.
I'm cool.
Actually, every lady that is on the show tonight is in the DMV issue. All the ladies are from the DMV, and they are in the DMV issue.
I got another question. Dana.
Yes.
Are you single?
Unfortunately, not.
For tonight.
I'm just kidding. I'm just joking. I'm just joking.
Cut it out. No,
since that has been brought to the table.
You know what?
You know that
I'm walking away from the radio show now.
You're not single. How does your... y'all are wild tonight.
I put in so much work, and
I have to hear this question. Wait, I'm dying to hear this question that follows the
yes.
boyfriend question.
Yes, because it was in my, it's in my roster of questions, and I have to ask it because you brought to, you know, Solomon asked you about a boyfriend. So, how does your boyfriend feel about you modeling?
He supports me. You know, there's no doubt in my mind that he doesn't support what I'm trying to do for myself. But at the end of the day, every guy who's in a relationship, even like guys who date strippers, you know, they have their opinion of what they don't like. you know. So, I mean, we work with that, you know, we work together on that. And, you know, it's not an issue, but, you know, I definitely try to acknowledge his feelings and step outside of myself and, you know, try to view both sides of the situation and not be self-centered about it. But, you know, he supports me, and that's all that matters.
Yes, I know her boyfriend. What's up, E? How you doing?
I'm sorry. I have to.
You say what's up? Did you hear me say what's up? Oh.
I'm not a real big fan of E right now. Just to let y'all know.
Well, Gerald, get over it. Get over it.
Too funny, D.
There's a boyfriend on the line.
I'm just trying to keep it real. I'm just saying.
No, the boyfriend. Dana, is your boyfriend on the line right now?
No, he's not.
He's
on
the line.
He's listening to the show. Yeah, he's listening to the show.
Oh, is he listening to the show, though?
Yeah, he's listening to the show.
Man, he's a very lucky man.
He's son of a... I'm
very,
you know,
very lucky man.
Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth.
I'm sorry. I'm just
putting
that out there. You better take care of it. Don't drop the ball. I led the league in fumble recoveries in football.
Hey,
right there.
Oh, shit.
Dana,
that is the biggest Bears.
Dana McCree sounds really good, though.
Biggest Chicago Bears fan in the world.
Dana McCree sounds really good. I like that.
We
had the same initials.
Just to let y'all know, Kyle was supposed to send me a hat for the Chicago Bears for my birthday. I still ain't got that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, oh, my God.
That just happened.
It's all right. That's okay.
It's okay. It's okay.
I'm going to remember that.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you all have anything else to ask Dana before we let her go?
I'm not talking to her no more, so no. I'm good.
Oh, God.
you just cut me off like that.
Well, I don't know
you
if everybody knows.
Already, Dana.
I don't know if everybody knows, but CGI Month is going to be on I Am Hip Hop next month.
Yes.
So
we are excited.
So they're going to be on there every day.
Yes. Hold on.
I'm
super
excited. What's
CGI?
Candy Girl Inc.
Simon, we'd like to have a talk, yo.
CGI is Candy Girl Inc.
You know what? I'm sorry. I don't know that CGI. I know Candy Girl Inc. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
My bad.
Elaborate. Do you want to elaborate on Candy Girl Inc.?
No, I just don't know it as, say, CGI. I never heard that before. You never said that. You always say Candy Girl Inc. And
Shout out to our CGI ladies.
Yeah, let me just break this down real quick. Shout out to, first of all, management, Keith Brown, DiCarlo, and Frico Suave. Shout out to those people. I'm going to shout out Shay Monet, Miss Crystal, of course, Miss Dana Dion, DC's own Miss Envy, and myself, Kylie. Four of the ladies of CGI are all in the DMV issue.
I'm going to put somebody else in the DMV. It's going to be a surprise.
Okay.
Well, as long as she's from the DMV.
She's from Virginia. I don't know about the DMV, but she's from Virginia.
What part of Virginia?
Now,
I think she's from Hampton.
That's not considered the DMV, but it is what it is. It's your magazine.
Well, Solomon, I'm giving
your magazine.
Solomon, I'm giving them a whole month. When can they get a whole issue? I'm just saying.
That's
not their issue.
That is their issue. That's the whole issue, DMV.
No, I'm talking about CGI.
Oh, CGI. Oh, we got to work on that. We got to talk.
Well, thank you guys for having
me.
I'm always promoting, even when I'm not on Facebook.
We have to say bye to Dana so we can go to commercial.
Bye, Dana.
Yeah,
bye.
Okay.
Thanks for coming
on.
You guys have a good one.
All right.
You too. All right. We're going to take a commercial. We'll be right back with Phoenix the Vixen.
Hey, y'all. This is Sanaa Lathan. You're watching EOTM Media.
Hello. I'm Carla B.
And I am T'Angelo Bell.
And we are here at the 42nd Annual NAACP Nominations Awards Press Conference and Nominees Announcement.
Yes, and the NAACP Awards is a premier multicultural awards presentation and show that honors people of color who have performed and achieved outstandingly. Everything from writing, motion picture directing, singing, literature, directing. I mean, we are going to honor it all.
Yes.
And also to those who promote social justice through their creative efforts. So stay with us as EOTM Media takes you on a journey. Everyone from Kimberly, Elise, 50 Cent, Sanaa Lathan, all going to be right here in just a few moments. So stick around and see what happens. Kimberly, Elise. So how are you doing this morning?
I'm fantastic.
Well, so what brings you out this morning?
I came out to participate in announcing the nominees for the NAACP Awards. I think, what are we at, 42?
Yeah, 42nd.
42.
Yeah. So now with all that you have done in your career and you've strived and done such great things, what is an affirmation that kind of keeps you going, something that just drives you to continue forward?
I think it's always important for I'm speaking to women of color in particular and young girls, is
mm-hmm.
to remind yourself over and over, I am greatness, I am greatness, I am greatness, I am greatness, I am greatness. Because
right.
you're bombarded all day long with things that want to lessen your self-esteem and lessen your image of yourself.
What question for you, and it's in regards to the NAACP, of course, why is supporting the NAACP Image Award so important to our culture?
Because they've always supported us.
Right.
And we've needed them. Unfortunately, we continue to need
right.
them.
We're standing here with Afion. So how is it going for you today?
Oh, it's going great. I'm here with D'Angelo and Carla. We're getting
yeah.
it popping right now.
Now, you're standing on stage with beautiful Sanaa Lathan.
Oh, man.
How do you focus?
Come on, man. You don't.
So tell me, what is your feelings behind the 42nd annual NAACP Image Award?
Look here, when you have an organization like the NAACP that's still going strong, pushing the mandate of celebrating black folks,
right.
people of color, you got to support that. So I'm
well, you guys, we're currently standing here with Columbus Shores. So how are you doing this morning?
Good, man. Early.
On NAACP Awards, what does it mean to you to be involved in such a event?
I mean, they nominated me in 2009. I won in 2009. And I think the NAACP Image Awards is the best platform and format to honor and give and encourage, you know, the talent that's
right.
nominated.
Hello, yes, we are still here at the NAACP 42nd Annual Nominations Press Conference, and oh my goodness, we just actually saw 50 Cent, Sanaa Lathan, Kimberly Elise, as well as a slew of other really great actors and actresses.
I'm standing here with Sanaa Lathan, and I'm with EOTM Media. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How you doing?
I'm ecstatic I'm standing here with you.
Oh, you're so sweet.
My best friend is so going to be jealous. What brings you out this morning?
I was here to celebrate all the wonderful talent that we have in our community, all the wonderful nominees.
With all that you've done in your career, what is like an affirmation or something that you keep with you to continue pushing you forward?
First of all, I surround myself with very positive people.
Okay.
You know,
that's a good
one. That's probably a big one.
Okay.
Because when I do get down, you know, there's not even a chance to sit there and wallow in it.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, welcome back. So far, we've been getting a lot of feedback on today's topic of new models in the industry. Call 718-664-6543 to share your opinion. And on the line, I believe we have Phoenix the Vixen.
Hey, how are y'all doing?
Hi, Phoenix.
Hey, Phoenix.
Hey.
How are you doing, Phoenix?
I'm good. I am working on the little bit of energy I got left, but you know I had to stay up for my Bukkake. That's my baby.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. I'm so, so proud of you, girl. I'm so happy for you.
I'm crying. How are you today?
I'm in the air on the Stunner's Live.
What'd you say?
I said there's a lot of love in the air on
Stunner's Live. This is like Phoenix's fourth time on Stunner's Live, though. This is like her fourth time.
Yeah, it is. I love y'all. So, of course,
we love you back.
Support. Where, you know, support is shown to me, so I got to show support back 100%. That's just what it's about.
Now, Solomon, quick question. I haven't seen her yet.
Oh, she's
going
to.
Okay.
Oh, man.
I just wanted to know if I'm missing out and do I need to, you know, jump on Facebook and Twitter really fast. Okay.
I'm putting you on Twitter.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Show him, guy.
I've only been on Twitter for a week, but I'm thoroughly enjoying it.
Oh, you are. You got to get hip to the game. All the sexy chicks are on Twitter.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Is that where they are? Huh.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was on Black Planet.
If you want to, let me tell you,
Hold on, let me tell you. If you want to follow all the baddest women on Twitter, go to my follow list and follow all of them. There you go.
Yes.
But see, I feel bad when people don't follow me back, you know. So.
Oh, I'm not like that. I follow everyone back.
Following told me to delete everybody who doesn't follow me back.
Well, you know there are some people that you can't follow back just because they're just too ignorant to be on your timeline. But other than that, I follow everyone else back. Hey, you know, hit me up with some disrespectful stuff. I can't follow you. I just can't. But I follow everybody else back. So
Aww. That's
it.
Are you following me back?
Did you just follow me? I'm not on Twitter right now.
I don't know.
But I
will. That's Solomon. Is that Solomon from Stunner?
Oh, yeah, of course I'm following you. Duh, you were just talking to me like last week. you told me about myself with my Redskins jersey, if you recall.
Oh, that was you. That's right. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I don't know.
Whoa. I'm a Cowboys fan. I don't like Redskins.
Oh,
yeah.
I know.
Me too, but I
had to get under his skin just a little bit because I knew whenever he was talking about possibly featuring me for the NFL issue, I was like, oh, well, I'm going to wear a Redskins jersey. But I just said that just to mess with him.
I was like, no Redskins.
Romo Mania,
yeah.
Baby. Romo
Mania.
Yes, Kai is a Cowboys fan.
Poor thing.
What if I was like body painted? Could I wear it then?
Yes.
Oh, hell no. Yeah.
Yes. You can wear whatever you want as long as
whatever
it's body painted.
Whatever you want. I'm with that man right there.
If you got a picture of Hitler that you want body painted on, hey, I don't care.
As long as it's body painted.
I can't go with Hitler.
All right, I want you to tell all the listeners where you're from and how you got started in modeling.
I am originally from Rockville, Maryland. I got started in modeling back in 2005, 2006. I did some choreography for a video, and at the last minute, the lead girl canceled out of the video, so they replaced me with her. And I realized that I like being in front of the camera. So it just took off from there. And I've been doing it ever since. I had taken breaks and stopped and kept going and decided maybe I didn't want to do it anymore and then got back into it. So, you know, you always get to that point where you have to make a decision as to what it is you're trying to do and make sure that you have a plan B, because we all know that once you get on top, once you do make it, the lifespan of an urban model is not that long, and if you don't have a backup plan, you end up, you know, where is she now 3 years later? So.
Yeah. I think
what video were you in?
Which video?
Yeah, if you don't mind me asking.
Oh, yeah, no, not at all. The first video I did was for the New Orleans rapper Chopper, the older one, not the Chopper City, the other one.
Not Young
Chopper,
City.
The Chopper
yeah,
Style.
Yeah, not Young
Chopper
City.
Style
yeah,
guy.
It was Chopper Style. Yeah, and it was for his video for Woe. And then after that, I did Method Man and Redman's How About That. The most, the video that I get the most credit for is Chrisette Michelle featuring Wale, Fragile.
Seen that one.
That's the one I got the most shine for, and I really enjoyed working with them. They were, you know, they were real,
wow,
real nice and real easy going.
Now, I don't know if everybody knows this, but the only reason I started my website was to meet Chrisette Michelle.
Oh, yeah.
And so now I am talking to someone who has met Chrisette Michelle, which makes me think I'm just that much closer.
Oh, yeah. She's real down to earth, real nice, real easy going. If you ever meet her, all you have to do is just, hey, Chrisette, she'll just talk to you. She's real cool like that.
Okay.
Who is that?
Yeah. Chrisette. And she's,
Michelle
man,
is a singer.
She has a body. I didn't know she was curvy like that.
She had no idea.
I did.
Wear form-fitting clothes. She doesn't wear form-fitting clothes.
Yeah, she doesn't, but when you see her in person, she can't hide it. Like, them thighs, and I was like, okay, I'm trying not to stare and, you know, do my job, but well, damn.
What are some of the things that you like about being an urban model? You know the basic questions. What do you like?
Well,
what do you dislike?
I do like that I get to network, meet new people, and because my ultimate goal is actually to be either a radio personality or a correspondent, I would really like to be like, you know, on TMZ or E News, something like that. I would love to do that. And I love being around the entertainment industry in general. If I could sing, rap, whatever, that's what I would be doing, but I will not kill you guys with that. So this is what I do, you know, just as a way to, as a stepping stone for me. So
to be truthful, half of the people that sing and rap now can't anyway. So
yeah, that's true too, but
that.
But I love, you know, music too much to get into it and just put out some garbage. Even
I think
if
I love
people
Phoenix,
say it's
man.
Not, I wouldn't do that. So.
All right. Well, I have a question. Who are some of the models in the urban modeling game that you feel are on top of the game right now and that you look up to?
You, Christina Devine. I have to say Rosa Acosta. I always say her. I really admire her because especially after the one incident where she, you know, stood up for herself to Mano and he was, like, dissing her about her shoes. And she was like, well, I'm actually putting food on the table for my family in the Dominican Republic. What are you doing? I really admire when a girl can be sexy and talk about sex or whatever, but flip the script and hold her own against a street dude. Like, I really can admire that. Let's see.
I don't know about that.
No? No?
Shout out to Christina Devine.
Christina
Devine. I love you, Katie.
Is my baby. I love
Christina
her, too.
Christina Devine was my last beauty of the week, and I think my site crashed, like, 3 times. So thank you, Christina Devine. Thank you very much.
And she is divine. Hi, Blue.
Yes. So, but, yeah, there are a couple, but those are the ones who are definitely on top of the game right now as we're speaking.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, Christina is also in the DMV issue, along with Miss Phoenix, the vixen.
I just think if you're not in the DMV issue, you're not hot. Like, if you're not in this issue, I'm sorry. You're not it. You're not what that is. Sorry.
I'm actually in the DMV issue as well.
What you wearing? Are you being body painted?
No.
Oh, God.
That was so funny. Your reaction was so funny.
No.
Well, that's a disappointment.
Yeah.
Getting greased up like we do.
I saw what your managers do, Kylie, and that is what my goal in life is to be now, is to be the person who oils people.
I have my own personal oil man.
I'm just going to walk around with baby oil.
With Kai's ass, you need like 2 or 3 back there.
Don't judge my booty, okay?
I am not judging at all. You need like a full-time person to help carry it around. Like, you can pay me to do that. I would do it. I'll do it for you.
We should just clap for Kylie's booty. Let's just clap right now. She gets a clap. Thank you, Kylie's booty, and everything you have done for us.
Yes. Love it.
So what are some upcoming projects that you have that we should look out for?
Well, I've been back and forth between different management, but I've gotten settled with Stamp TV. So now I'm a correspondent for them. They're a local access.
Shout out Tony Pyrex.
Yes, you know exactly who I'm talking about.
Tony Pyrex.
So I just signed my contract with them. So we're getting ready to do some good stuff. We're going to be hosting the DMV Awards. We're also covering an event for Amber Rose. I just got a book that came out, about a month or two ago for Blood Lies. Thank you. I got that book cover finally. I got my XXL online. I got that feature. So it's some good stuff. I just hosted a party in New York with Mano on Saturday, and then Sunday I hosted a party with DJ Pro Style. So, you know, I'm just networking and trying to get my face out there and making sure that, you know, anybody that's supporting me, I'm supporting them and helping each other get up. But if you don't rock with me, then I can't rock with you. So, you know how it is out here.
And she is the future.
You all know that Kai was not nominated for a DMV award. I just want to let
you know. And I called bullshit on that. And I said it on radio. Yes, I called bullshit for the DMV awards because Kylie is not up for model of the year. That is retarded to me. I don't understand how that happens. So, bullshit DMV awards. I said it.
Congrats to all the nominees, though. I definitely voted for Christina Devine.
Yay, Christina.
Beauty of the week, so I have to root for her. So, I'm definitely rooting for her. But, yeah, still bullshit. Let everybody know that.
Sadly, guys, it's time to go. It's time for us to go.
Oh, man.
Really?
I always get the end of the show. Yeah. It's not fair.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You can be our special guest co-host next week. I just said it.
I would love to do that. That would be so much fun.
Yeah. She definitely be a correspondent.
All right, but before I leave, I just want to say get well to Kimberly Nicole. She's the actual co-host. She's not feeling well.
Get well, Sam.
Get well, Kimberly.
I will bring you some soup later.
All right, so it's time for me to do my outro. And now I just want to say it has been another great show with you all. Thank you for tuning in, calling, and tweeting. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Twitter.com/StunnersMag. Just Kyle and I am Hip Hop TK. Phoenix, go ahead and plug your Twitter right there.
It's Twitter.com/PhoenixVixen, VIXEN, and it's easy. That's all you need to know.
Thank you. And it goes without saying, log on to www.stunnersmag.com. Order your issue today. Have something you want to discuss next Tuesday at 11 p.m. on the air with us? Well, tweet us your suggestions. And if you want us to advertise for you during the show, well, let us know. I'm going to leave you with Little Old Me by my man, EA, the Landover veteran. And until next week, mwah.
Safe sex and be blessed.
Hey, man.
Have a good day.
You ever wake up in the morning feeling like you got paparazzi chasing you when you're not even famous?
Yeah, all the time.
You ever feel like you're always the topic of somebody's conversation, like they're always gossiping about you?
Yeah, but I would have it no other way.
And then you sit back like, why are they worrying about me?
It's got to be the star power, man.
I just wish they'd go get a life, man.
You know I know what you're going through.
See, I knew we had something in common.
M-O-V-E, gossiping about me like they work for TMZ, but then act like they my friends when they see me in the street. I'm saying, damn, why they worry about little old me? Why they be so focused on my M-O-V-E's? Gossiping about me like they work for TMZ, but then act like they my friends when they see me in the street. I'm saying, damn,
and I ain't do nothing to them. But I'm guessing that my lifestyle is food to them. They feed off my mistakes.
Oh, yeah.
I hope they clean the plate.
Oh, yeah.
Them fucking leeches, why they even come my way? Blood-sucking creatures with a load of spare time. Their life is unamusing, so they choose to stare at mine. But do your thing, people. Spread your lies. I don't mind. It really doesn't bother me. I honestly. But what would they be if I wasn't here for them to ridicule, judge, criticize, or laugh at? They'd be pitiful. If you don't like the shit I say, then you ain't gotta listen to it. Just get the fuck, creeps, find some better shit to do. I'm just trying to live my life, I'm just trying to be me. And I don't even see them, but they're watching me in HD. All in my life like they harm me or something. Be all you can be, go join the army or something. Damn, why they worry about little old me? Why they be so focused on my M-O-V-E's? Gossiping about me like they work for TMZ, but then act like they my friends when they see me in the street. I'm saying, damn, why they worry about little old me? Why they be so focused on my M-O-V-E's? Gossiping about me like they work for TMZ, but then act like they my friends when they see me in the street. I'm saying, I'm damn, on another planet. I ain't paying them attention, but when they start to gossip, I'm the first one that they mention. Why they coming for me though? What's up with all attention? And why when haters spread they rumors, people always listen. Soak up every single word, but they never consider how these haters like to follow me, and I don't even Twitter. But one thing that I've learned, man, misery loves company. That's why it's a bunch of them, but it's only one of me. I'm immune to all of y'all, the bullshit is under me. I'm hotter than a summer breeze, that's why haters come for me. But here's some food for thought, let me feed your tummy. If I was who they say I am, then how you fall in love with me?
Answer that.
It's impossible, I don't think you can, but I'ma leave these two bars open. Let me hear your answers. I'm waiting. Nothing to say? I ain't think so.
Damn, why they worry about little old me? Why they be so focused on my M-O-V-E's? Gossiping about me like they work for TMZ, but then act like they my friends when they see me in the street. I'm saying, damn.
they be so focused on my MOVE? Gossiping about me like they work for TMZ, but they act like they my friends when they see me in the street. I'm saying, damn.
When I come around, they wanna shake my hand or hug me, smiling in my face like they really, really fuck with me. But when I'm not around, they treat me like bozo. So I stand solo, like a pitcher at the mound. You think I'm stupid? I know what you up to, so I ain't really tripping off none of y'all. Fuck you. I wanna be precise, so I'ma say it twice. I ain't really tripping off none of y'all.
Fuck you.
Because I'm shining, all of y'all are lame to me. Playing it like checkers, but this a chess game to me. And what's worse, I ain't even shit to talk about. They don't understand, I'm just an average ass man. Don't let the car fool you, don't let the chain blind. I put all of my pants on one leg at a time. But to them, I'm a celebrity, that's something I don't see. God damn, I'm just little old me. Damn, why they worry about little old me? Why they be so focused on my MOVEs? Gossiping about me like they work for TMZ, but then act like they my friends when they see me in the street. I'm saying, damn, why they worry about little old me? Why they be so focused on my MOVEs? Gossiping about me like they work for TMZ, but then act like they my friends when they see me in the street. I'm saying, damn. I'm saying, damn.
Why they worry about little old me?